don't get distracted by all of the possibilities on TikTok, because unless you have a huge team, it is not possible for you to do them all or do them all well. Think about the time and resource you have and what one or two things you can do, and just go hard on that. Consistency is key with everything in marketing. So if we want to do something well, we need to keep doing it.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the format, well, we release 5-episode mini series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic at a time. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or analytics. And in each episode, we release new ones on Wednesdays. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. And then, after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. Yes, I've changed the intro script a little because, as of the end of this series, the TikTok series, we are now going to be doing a little pause to give you time to do the all-important implementation before we crack on with the next topic. The aim of this podcast was always to help you avoid overwhelm. Initially by focusing on one topic for a month, then it became 5 episodes, and now we're giving you time to implement. Let me know what you think. Get in contact on LinkedIn, comment on one of our posts. I would love to know if you think this is a good optimization or a bad optimization. Huge thank you to past guest Janice Thomas for the intro to our guest for this episode. And I should say, neither Janice, Beth, nor I are related. We just happen to share the same surname. At the moment, we are revisiting our TikTok thread. Yes, we are going deep into TikTok and TikTok Shop for 5 whole episodes. And in this episode, we are tackling the organic side of TikTok. What is it you as a brand should be posting to gain visibility? We'll be talking about it from the strategic standpoint to begin with, and then Beth will be taking us through what's working right now and the key ways you can go about taking advantage of that. This really is a mini masterclass all on its own. I'm really, really pleased to have managed to get Beth in to record. So make sure you pay lots of attention to this so you're doing the right things with your TikTok organic effort. And do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end, my guest Beth will be sharing some quickfire insider tips that are absolutely spot on for helping you maximize the performance of your TikTok activity. And then I'll share my take on it and give you some other tips for other resources to consume. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok Shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok expert Beth Thomas. Beth is a social and influencer strategist with over a decade of experience leading content, social and influencer for some of the most well-known brands, including TikTok and Deliveroo. She's the co-founder of Slice, a social media consultancy. Hello, Beth.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm glad we can finally do this.
It's awesome to get you on the show. You came very highly recommended. So very cool to have you here and covering such a cool topic as well. But how did you get into TikTok, TikTok Shop, organic social and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think my journey is probably quite similar to lots of others who work in social media, which was back 10 plus years ago. We were really the youngest people in the marketing teams, and the rest of the business thought, oh, you probably know about this stuff on Facebook or Twitter. So maybe this is something that you can do. So fell into it before it was even like a defined role. It was just I worked in digital marketing, and then I ended up specializing in social. And I think I've always been a content creator as well. From sort of 2013, I started making YouTube videos. So very much self-taught in that side of it too, and have continued. I still create content, short form content, and also create lots of content on LinkedIn too.
So it's, you would, as so many people in the e-commerce and digital marketing space, right time, give it a cool opportunity and ran with it.
Definitely. I remember a friend saying to me previously, you're so lucky that you just got in so early there. And I think a lot of it is luck as well, because there's not too many people who've done it for longer than I have.
Yeah, me too. But obviously not in the social space, in the e-commerce space. It's there is definitely first mover advantage, even in careers. Right, before we go down on that tangent, because listeners, I am in tangent mode today, let's talk about what you're here for, which is TikTok organic. If a brand came to you and said, we want to do TikTok organic, what would your advice be to them before they even start doing anything? How do they start doing it right? Because I'm assuming quite a few of our listeners are still in that space.
Yeah, I think before you even get to, and we obviously are going to spend the majority of the time talking about TikTok today, but before you even get to knowing you want to create content on TikTok, I think most people don't have it, but having some sort of social strategy, even if it's, if you're a newer business, maybe you don't need to use this big framework and spend a long time on it or work with certain people to find that. But just thinking about what is your goal of what do you want social to do for your brand? Because it could be that you want to instantly have sales from it. It could be you want to, if you're a slightly bigger and older brand, I guess, change perceptions. You might want awareness. All of these things end with, you know, the end product is we want more people to buy from us or to use our services. But first of all, trying to work out what's your North Star of what social can do for you. Because if people don't have, I guess, a strategy or something they're aiming towards, often they just fall into creating content, not really knowing what the point of it is, knowing they need to be on the platform because they've seen the stats, they know so many people are on there consuming content and think, we need to be part of that. But I think trying to work out what you're trying to do first will help you decide if you even need to be on TikTok. Because for most, I don't know your audience, I assume it will be quite different from maybe small startups to big corporates and people working in marketing teams listening. I think depending on your resource will very much depend on if you can work on TikTok. Because if you are a one-person team and you don't know how to create video and you don't have budget to outsource it, then I think just from the off thinking, maybe that's not the best use of my time. Whereas if you know your team can do video or you've got budget to outsource it to an agency or some great freelancers or work with content creators, then thinking of it that way before you just go fully in.
I think that's such good advice to start off with, because my assumption would be that for a lot of people listening, if they're not yet doing TikTok, it is because the reason why they're thinking of doing TikTok now, it's because the boss has gone, we should be on TikTok. Zero strategy involved in that. Just my kids are talking about TikTok, so we need to be on TikTok.
100%. And sometimes, yes, you know, there's a huge audience on TikTok, but often they are also on other channels too. I mean, I'm a big TikTok user, but I also am on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. So there's more than, what's the saying? More than one way to skin a cat. That sounds gross. But you know, the audience, you're not, often people don't just have one social media app on their phone.
So before we start, and even if we've started and we don't have one, we need to make sure we've got kind of a social content strategy. We know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what we want to say.
Yes. And then if we think TikTok, yes, we know our audience is on there. We have the resource to be able to make video content. Then that's when you go into the next part.
So what is the next part? Once we know we should be there, what do we do?
So it's a short form video platform, but it does lots of other things too. I think that people are often quite see TikTok as the FYP, the For You page, which you don't have to follow anyone. TikTok just knows exactly who you are, basically, from the amount of content you watch and who you watch it from. You don't even need to engage with it. If you watch a video about, I don't know, a plant growing. You then start getting loads of gardening content and the best way to care for this plant and an indoor plant versus an outdoor plant and all of this stuff. So people don't even need to engage with content to be fed it. So all you need to know is, as a brand, I personally think, is who are we trying to reach and what are they interested in? And hopefully that aligns with your brand and what you're trying to say. And then that is how you get discovered on people's For You pages. It's so different from, I mean, all the social platforms have moved on, but no longer can brands just broadcast what we want to say and the messages that the C-suite want to deliver. It's now what your audience wants to see and a sweet spot, I guess, in the middle of what your business also does want to say, because we are still there to deliver a message and try and sell a product or change people's minds or be top of mind and all the other reasons that you would do marketing. So I'd say that's probably the first step.
To get to grips with what sort of content we need to produce to get in front of the right people, because the content is essentially the targeting method.
Yeah, I think so. And there's so many ways to create content on TikTok. And sometimes we have conversations and people talk about their audience being slightly older. I think everyone thinks Gen Z is on TikTok, but all age groups are on TikTok, and there really is room for everyone. And because of the way the algorithm works, you will only get shown content that you are interested in. So if you're a 50-year-old man who's really into, try not to say something really stereotypical, like building ballet, then you get shown that content. But there's another way of using social, and TikTok is definitely leading in this too, which is social search. And that is people's FYP showing them content that the algorithm thinks they want to see. But also there's a way for brands, if you're struggling to get into that part and you think, actually, that content only probably lasts for 2 days, and then it's kind of dead and gone. Now we know that, especially Gen Z's, millennials, but with everything, it sort of moves through the demographics and starts being used by others too, is that they are going to TikTok for search. So lots of people probably now use AI to search and Google to search, but there's been a huge shift, not only to ChatGPT and AI, but also to social. Because, I mean, it's a crap experience when you go onto Google and you're looking for best spaghetti bolognese recipe. You click on the top result and it's, my grandmother came from Italy to create spaghetti bolognese. And, you know, they cram it with their long tangled keywords that they need to be able to come up really high. So you're reading through so much jargon and nonsense just to get to this little recipe that tells you how many tomatoes you need. Whereas on TikTok, you can get that information so quickly. And the way content works, it is created usually on TikTok, is very fast paced, is none of the extra. Everyone knows when you create content on TikTok, there's no room for all the fluff. It's like, get to the point, do it as quickly as possible. Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule, and brilliant storytelling always prevails. But for most people, being able to watch a 30-second video that will just show you and tell you exactly what to do and also give you the recipe in the caption is a much nicer experience than going onto Google and doing it that way. So something for brands to really think about is, if maybe they are struggling with how to get views on their content, if search is part of their strategy overall in marketing and they have an SEO team, my biggest advice would be to get the SEO team to speak to the social team, because we know in all the brands I work with, they're incredibly siloed, all teams just across the business, in fact, not just social and SEO. So it's bringing those teams together, because we know that SEO teams are seeing dips of people not going to the site anymore because of social, and also because of these AI overviews. So how can the social team help the search team, remembering we're all one business, and which I think often brand teams forget because they have their own KPIs that matter more than anything. So how we can bring lots of different teams together and learn from each other. So social teams are often really creative, and this is a bit of a stereotype, but that's often the characteristics, whereas the FEO team are normally far more analytical and driven by data and have years worth of data to know what's working well. What's the blog post that evergreen always does well on Google? could we create a video format of that on TikTok so that if people are searching on TikTok, that's a great way to find it. And a great way to find out what people are searching for on TikTok too is using the creator search insights. I don't know if you've used that before or heard of that, but that is, go on to your, just open TikTok and at the top in the search, just literally type in creator search insights and it'll take you to a bit of like a website inside TikTok. And in there, it tells you lots of search terms, what people are searching for, where the gaps are. You can look at it by demographic, so you can check. Sometimes you might think, oh, this is great. But then you click through and it's actually like, this is really popular in America. Actually, we don't sell in America. So that's maybe not important for us. Or the demographic's wrong and actually it's men searching for it, but we really want to try and speak to women. So finding where there are gaps, and TikTok is literally telling you where too many people are searching and there's not enough good content to fill those gaps. But like anything, it's not a cheat sheet. It's not a just do this and then you'll come number one. It's the same as old school SEO of the content still needs to be really good and specific.
And really rookie question here, but when we're targeting those keywords to get into the search area, the more long-term piece on TikTok and to get into those results, is that to do with what we say in the video? Is that what TikTok's basing it on, the words within the video, or is it words around the video? It's like on YouTube, it tends to be what you put in the title and the description rather than what's actually said in the video. Is it a words thing or a video thing on TikTok?
So there's lots of different ways that you can, what I call index content. And that is, like you said, the script and what you're verbally saying, the text that goes on screen. So lots of people call it like a visual hook, which would, at the start of the video, sort of explains best. Sorry, my spaghetti bolognese example is really front of mind. That's what I'm having for dinner tonight. You know, the best spaghetti bolognese recipe or quick spaghetti bolognese recipe or 45, you know, whatever that is. Then the caption at the bottom, so where people normally explain their what's in the video, and also the location settings as well. So I like to trial lots of things. And I think being a content creator allows me to actually trial lots of things as well, because I'm not brand side anymore. And the way that I changed a part of a video to change that indexing and that search was getting rid of the location and getting rid of some of the mentions in the caption. The video stayed exactly the same. What I said in it stayed the same, but the caption and the location changed. And it's really easy to see if your content is indexing correctly, because about an hour, normally, it could be a bit longer, after you post a piece of content on TikTok, if you look at your video, at the top of every video on TikTok, it'll say, normally, if it doesn't say anything, it says find related search and then you can click search. And that's just at the top of videos when you look on the profile. And what you want is then that to index and say best spaghetti bolognese recipe or easy recipe. So you know after a small amount of time if that's worked or not. And the great thing with TikTok is, especially if when you're learning in your trial periods of doing this, is that you can go in and edit your caption once a day for up to 7 days. So It still has to be reapproved to make sure you're not saying something absolutely crazy, because the people who have already engaged might not want to associate with whatever you change your caption to. I also think potentially it's not brilliant. I can't imagine that social platforms would want to give you lots more reach if you change what you're doing. But I think when people are learning to see, okay, I'm going to trial adding some extra words to the caption, or I'm going to tag the location. Lots of conversations around, are hashtags dead? I don't know. Try it. See. There's so much is in trial and error. And we know with all social channels, stuff changes literally all the time. So something that advice that's like brilliant today only runs for, I guess, a certain length of time. But as you said earlier, with the first mover advantage, this is going to be the same for search. And we've already seen brands that are doing this really well are having that first mover advantage because other people in the category are not even thinking about this yet.
So let's switch then from talking about a long-term, dare we say a long-term strategy on an organic social, but anyway, a long-term organic social profile of getting into those search results to what I think has probably had the most coverage of any TikTok organic content thing, which is jumping on trends. I feel like 2024 in particular, we had a lot of brands doing some very weird things on their TikTok videos in order to jump on a trend. That seems to have got quieter this year. Is that still something we should be considering, or can we not worry about it and worry more about what we want to put out there rather than jumping on other people's ideas?
Yes, I think that trends have not, I don't think they've come and gone, but I think what happened was TikTok did have this trend life cycle that wasn't really on any other social platforms, that something happened on the platform or something happened in culture, and then it sort of went crazy on TikTok, and this went on for a few days or a few weeks. And I think the early brands to TikTok saw there's no brands playing in this space. This is a really not easy, nothing on social is easy, but this is like an untapped place that we know when there's a trend, and we know the way TikTok works, that if you are interested in something, TikTok's just going to feed you more and more of it. So originally, and I think this was, you know, a few years ago, this was a good tactic, I guess, for brands to get themselves out there, to get lots of views on pieces of content. But what we've seen since is that this has turned into a bit of a pylon now of all brands having license to be able to jump on trends, which now leads to the trend life cycle going, starting and ending sometimes in about 24 hours, because you like something and then you just keep getting fed it, especially when it's from brands and you think, what are you doing in this space? Like, I'm not here to try and be sold to. I'm here to like be entertained. And I think the main thing to take away from it is that, yes, you might be getting lots of views and you might be getting lots of impressions, but like, does anyone remember who you are and what you did? I think when you ask anyone about trends, whether you work in marketing or not, and probably even worse if you don't work in marketing, I could ask you to name a trend and you'd be able to name one. But could you name any brands that did anything in relation to that trend? Probably not. And I think we are all feeding TikTok, which is great for TikTok, but is probably quite crap actually for your brand. And we know that many social teams don't have many resources. So let's really think about what we are doing and why we are doing it. And that's my main question when people say, yeah, we're just going to jump on all these trends, is, but why? Why are you doing that? And what are you getting from that? I think a much better thing for brands to do, which I'm sure we are going to see because everything comes in these peaks and troughs and life cycles, is that everyone is going to start doing episodic content where it's instantly recognizable that it's you. Perhaps it's a series and there's a storyline that runs through, thinking, you know, we know what's worked well on TV for 30 years. And now we are seeing people in social putting that, it doesn't even need to be that production value, but taking those core ideas that they know work for audiences and now trying to make it their own. And I think a good example of like a story arc is, I don't know if you see the brand Candy Kittens. Mm-hmm. They've totally changed what they do. Instead of just talking about vegan sweets, they now have, they've made a bit of like a sitcom kind of that goes on their channels, which includes obviously their founder, Jamie Lang. So that's obviously is a pull as well, because he's a celebrity in his own right. But we're seeing so many brands doing this. I think a big one in America right now is Built. I think that's how you say it. They've launched episodic content. It's called Roomies, Roomies, Roomies. And they are, I believe, a bank or credit card for renters. Like, that's who their target market is. But what they've done on their social channels is, instead of like most banks and that sort of people in that category are talking about, you know, the best ways to save your money and interest rates and all of this stuff, they've created their own basically sitcom with these characters that all live in a rented apartment. And this is only just starting. So it'll be really interesting to see how that moves. But they are thinking about brand. I think so many people are thinking about, we need to get sales today. And then that means you're losing out on building this brand, which really is what makes you different from all your competitors, really, because so many businesses have very similar propositions to their competitors. So when we're thinking about what can make us different, I think having a strategy on social that builds your brand and not the category, which so many of us are very guilty of doing, is a brilliant way to do that.
Nice. Now, Beth, you've just given us a huge load of clarity on what to do with our organic TikTok. There's one question I have to ask you, because people will be wondering, it is, do we have to create all the content ourselves? How can we leverage the TikTok creator ecosystem to fulfill some of these objectives that you've just been taking us through?
Yes, I think that creators can be incredible. And again, when you're thinking about working with creators, is having that clarity first of why. Are they really trusted? And we want that person who is really well known in the beauty space for only talking about brilliant products, and they have real influence and trust with their audience. Or do we just want awareness? Do we want loads of people in the space to reach lots of different audiences? So we're not just working with beauty, if we're taking a beauty example. So we're not just working with beauty influencers. You know, most people that wear makeup aren't just into makeup. Like I have a wide range of interest. So there's so many ways to infiltrate my FYP on TikTok. And if you go down the obvious route of working with beauty creators, you only get shown to people who are really into watching that content. So you're really missing out on everyone else. It's the same in so many industries. The fitness industry goes to working with fitness creators, but I go to the gym as well, but I never see fitness content. So I think it's thinking about how can you infiltrate other people's FYPs who aren't just people who are obsessed with whatever you do. And then there's other ways of doing it as well. So maybe it's through affiliates, and these are people with much smaller followings, but you know that they know how to make content that does really well on TikTok Shop. Maybe they are live creators who go live and tag TikTok Shop products in their lives. There's so many ways. There's UGC, I sort of say in quotation marks, because I guess the original meaning of UGC has been totally lost.
Yeah.
And now people just make content that look like their customers, but they're being paid to make it under that guise. But that works, we've seen, with lots of brands really, really well, especially if you're then putting some paid spend behind that. It's thinking as well about when you're working with these content creators, can you also add to their contracts that you can boost, I guess is probably the word most people know, boost their content on their page? Because most brands will get assets and will get given rights to assets. So this creator's made this, they put it on their own channel, and then they've also sent it to me. Maybe I'm going to put it on my channel too. But we know that people buy from people more than they buy from brands. So why not work with that creator and have it written into the contract that you can also get theirs? I think the technical term is like a spark code from them, which means that on your side, your paid performance people can just take that code and then boost that piece of content from their own profile. And people say, oh, but then, you know, our brand, we could be getting those views. But again, let's think, are we just trying to get views, or what was the reason that we're doing this again? And if you're trying to get views for your own brand account, like, is that the most important thing? Or if you're working with the creator, I'd imagine there's other objectives at play there. So I think the main thing is, like, there's so many ways to use this platform. And whether that is making content that you think will come up on the FYP, thinking about it on a more long-term basis and that evergreen social search content, how we work with creators, the trends, the sounds, there's the TikTok Live, we haven't even really talked about that. TikTok Shop is so much, and I understand it's so overwhelming for people. I think especially if you're a small team, how the hell am I supposed to do all this as well as everything else? So I think it's going back to the first thing we talked about, is what is the strategy? What are we trying to do? And is TikTok a place that can help us do that? Yes. Okay. What are the tactics that are going to help us get back up here? And knowing what those goals are and knowing what your goals are, and then thinking, it's so easy to get distracted because there's so much excitement on there. So trying to keep as focused as you can on what you are really trying to do, and asking yourself, why are we putting this piece of content out? Who are we speaking to? And what do we want them to take away from it? Is probably the main things to keep in mind.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Beth. That was absolutely brilliant. It's been great picking your brains about all of this. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Beth's insider tips on TikTok and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Okay, Beth, so far we've gone deep, super deep into brands organic content on TikTok. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole world of TikTok on organic social. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with any of that, which of course does include all the things we've already been talking about. Beth, are you ready for the insider tips?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Don't get distracted by all of the possibilities on TikTok, because unless you have a huge team, it is not possible for you to do them all or do them all well. Think about what the time and resource you have and what one or two things you can do and just go hard on that. Consistency is key with everything in marketing. So if we want to do something well, we need to keep doing it.
Nice. Once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I think lots of people don't spend enough time in the actual analytics. And I don't mean a third-party tool. There's so much that TikTok tells you that you can't get on the third-party tool. So spending time looking at content that's gone out. And I think the difference that we're seeing because of social search is normally people report weekly or monthly and look at the previous month or previous week. But now because of search, content from 6 months ago, 8 months ago, now could be popping off again because of a cultural moment or there's something timely that's happened. So making sure you're not missing out on all of that by just checking what you usually do and think about how what you've decided to do will affect how you report.
Nice, like that. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
I talk on my LinkedIn. I put all of the thoughts I kind of have in my head, I just sort of dump them on LinkedIn, and it's a great place for lots of discussion and lots of people to have their say and their thoughts as well. So Beth Thomas on LinkedIn.
Excellent plan. I can confirm that Beth's content in LinkedIn is well worth following and reading to understand the inside track on all of this. So Beth Thomas on LinkedIn, everybody. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I think we will see more brands thinking about social search and thinking about how they can use that to their advantage. I think we've already seen a huge change in the perception of TikTok shop from being this kind of crappy, weird place where people sell toilet rolls to being a place where you can now buy luxury handbags and trusted names that you find on the high street. So I expect that that will continue to grow and new audiences be shopping on TikTok shop.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to hear the Black Friday results from TikTok shop this year because I shudder to think how much money is going to go through that this year compared to last year. Before we tangent off in that though, Beth, you've been awesome. We are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business if they want to get in touch and get your help?
So you can find us at slice-social.com and on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Beth. It's been really cool catching up with you. And I think you've given us all enough for a whole 12 month of work on TikTok Organic, which is absolutely perfect. So thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
What a masterclass on TikTok Organic. If you've been going, oh, I don't know what we're supposed to do, or you've been going, I just want to stop doing trends, you now have permission. So things to be doing. Think about the keywords. Think about the content that is going to resonate with your target audience in their For You page, the FYP, but also that longer term search opportunity. Beth went through that in a lot of really good detail. So maybe you want to go and listen back to that section again. Generally, just so many ideas from that and so much clarity on what to do and what not to do. You get the links to the things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special director episode short links. That's keepopt.com/the number of this episode to go to the right page of the site. And when you get to the website, go on, add yourself to the email list. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it, well, do check out episode 176, yes, 176, which is an organic TikTok case study we did, I think, last year, because I think it will really help you build on what you've learned in this episode. You can also find our full thread of TikTok and TikTok shop content by scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/TikTok. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because it exists to help all of you improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. And have a great week. And make sure you listen to the next episode so we can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.